الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, your Madani Channel has brought another beautiful program for you which will inshallah zawajal cover the topic which is very important in relation to our faith, in relation to our iman. It is fundamental for us to understand the concept of this very topic that we will be discussing in our program to ensure that we tread on the path of becoming a complete believer, an accomplished believer. This topic is repentance, tawbah. We need to understand that what does repentance mean? What does it entail of? What are the benefits of repenting? How can we be amongst those who repent sincerely and wholeheartedly? What is the definition of repentance? And how can we ensure that we are meeting all the requirements of repentance? What are the essential pillars of repentance? And what are those actions that we need to be mindful of whilst we repent? We need to understand all these concepts and essentials of repentance to ensure that we are amongst those who repent wholeheartedly and sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can obtain an acclaimed rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be successful in this world and in the hereafter. Inshallah azawajal, in our program, we will be covering repentance from different perspectives to understand the concept of repentance and also to have a better understanding of how shall we repent in order to become amongst those who repent wholeheartedly and sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will inshallah azawajal cover the definition of repentance. We will also talk about the essential pillars of repentance. We will also talk about the practice of our noble elders rahimahumullah ta'ala, that how did they repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will also talk about that what does the glorious Quran guide us in regards to repentance, and what do we learn from the blessed ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam? How have we been guided in the light of ahadith in relation to repentance? All this inshallah azawajal we will try to cover and discuss in our this program. So please do stay with us, do tune into this program, and in every different episode inshallah azawajal we will cover a different element and aspect of repentance. In our today's episode, inshallah azawajal, we will cover the definition of repentance. What does definition actually mean? We will see how has it been defined and what are the essential pillars of repentance. But before doing that, inshallah azawajal, let's first of all enlighten our hearts by listening to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that whoever recites salat upon me once, whoever sends peace and blessings upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 blessings upon him. And dear viewers, what can be said about the individual who receives blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He will of course be the most fortunate individual on the face of the earth who receives blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And 10 blessings are for the one who sends salutations, who sends salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam only once. So make this your habit and routine to send peace and blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam as much as you can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam. So we were talking about repentance, and today we will be covering the definition of repentance. What does repentance actually mean? So dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, repentance is something that cleanses a person and purifies his heart from sins. This is what we need to understand. This is the foundational definition, the fundamental definition of repentance, that it is something that cleanses a person and purifies him from sins. Now, this word sins that has come in the very first episode in which we were talking about repentance, keep this word sin in your mind, because sins are something which will be discussed throughout when we talk about repentance. So repentance is very closely related with sins. So we come to know that repentance is something that cleanses a person and purifies him from sins. And repentance is an action from the actions of the heart. And furthermore, the honorable scholars, they state that tanzihul qalbi anu dhunub, meaning that repentance refers to the purifying the heart from sins. This is in a nutshell that ulama, they've mentioned as a definition of repentance, that tanzihul qalbi anu dhunub, that repentance refers to the purifying of hearts from sins. Another noble predecessor, he has stated that to make a firm intention of not committing the sin of a same degree that has already been committed solely for the honor of Allah Almighty and solely for the purpose of remaining safe from His displeasure is called repentance. So this is another definition of repentance, that a person makes a firm intention to not commit a sin again which already has been committed, and that too solely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and with the purpose of staying safe from His displeasure, is called repentance. Now ulama, they further defined repentance into further steps. What do they say is that repentance refers to the combination of three things. And what are those three things? Number one, knowledge. Number two, present, as in the time present. And number three, action. And out of them, the first part is an integral part of the second one, and the second one is an integral part of the third one. Meaning that the knowledge is an integral part of the present, and the present is an integral part of the action. Now, defining this further, this very concept that we've just touched upon, that these three elements which repentance is constituted upon. Now let's talk about knowledge and repentance. Now dear viewers of Madani channel, knowledge makes us realize that the harms of a sin are extremely severe, and sins, they serve as an obstacle, as a hindrance, as a veil between a person and his beloved, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person becomes aware of this through his knowledge, that sins, they're an obstacle between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the consequence, the harms of sins are severe, then he feels a pain in his heart. He feels a pain in his heart due to being distant from his beloved. And since he becomes aware of being distant from his beloved, hence he becomes extremely distressed, extremely grieved. Then, if the reason for the beloved's distance is of his own action, then he becomes sorrowful over it. Then he becomes regretful over it. And this sorrowful state is referred to as remorse, as being embarrassed. So dear viewers of Madani channel, so far we have established that knowledge is something that makes a person realize that a sin contains harmful effects, harmful consequences, and sins are something that serve as an obstacle between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through knowledge, when this realization has been established by the person, then the person becomes remorseful when he realizes that all these feelings are due to his own action, which is referred to as sin. So this knowledge makes him realize this. And now the person starts developing a feeling of remorse, a feeling of regret. And this feeling is referred to as remorse or being embarrassed. And when this state overcomes the heart of the person, then another feeling takes over the heart of the person, which is known as intention. And this intention is for such an action that has a connection with the past, with the present, and with the future. Now, the connection of this intention in relation to the present, how is it? Now, this intention has been created, has been generated as a result of that remorseful feeling that a person has established due to his knowledge. Now, how this intention has a connection in relation to the present is that he abandons the current sin. The sin that was being currently committed, the person abandons that sin. This is the connection of intention in relation to the present. And in relation to future, how is this intention connected in relation to future is that the person makes a firm intention that he will not commit the sin again, which is a cause of him being distant from his beloved, i.e. from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how this intention is connected in relation to the future, that he is making a firm intention that he will never commit the sin again, which is serving as an obstacle and is making him being distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, how intention is connected in relation to the past, this is that the person, he fulfills the right of a person or of the sin which was violated in the past if he is capable of doing so. So the person, he fulfills the rights of the sin that he committed in the past. He makes this intention that he will expiate for that sin and he will fulfill the rights of the sin if need be. So this is how intention is connected in relation to the past as well. So we've also established that once the person, through his knowledge, establishes the feelings of regret and remorse over a sin, then what happens? The element of intention kicks in. The element of intention comes into play. So the feelings of remorse and regret has overtaken his heart. Now intention is overtaking his heart further. And this intention, which was created as a result of the feeling of regret and remorse, this intention is interlinked with past, present and future. So we've also established that in relation to present, it will be in the shape of abstaining the sin which he's currently committing. In relation to past, he'll expiate for it and he'll also fulfill the rights of it if he's able to do so. And in relation to future, he makes a firm intention of not committing the sin again, which is becoming a hindrance, an obstacle between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, so far we have established that feeling of remorse and this generation development of intention. So in short, we've come to know that knowledge is the first step towards repentance. And in essence, you can say that a knowledge is the source of attaining every blessing, source to every well-being. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've also established that knowledge is very, very important. Without knowledge, we cannot tread upon the path of repentance. Knowledge is the first step towards repentance. First, we will have the knowledge. Then the feelings of regret will overcome our heart. Then the intention will come into play. And then we will make a firm intention and have a determination of not committing the sin again. And if we have done so in the past, then this intention will lead us to expiate for that sin and also fulfill if we have violated any rights of that sin. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've come to know that repentance is a combination of three things, which is knowledge, feeling of remorse, feeling of regret, and the intention, which is linked with abandoning the sin in the present and the future and expiating for committing the sin in the past. And in terms of the fulfillment of one's desire, these are three things interrelated to each other. And the term repentance applies to the combination of these three things. So we come to know that the three elements that we touched upon earlier, knowledge, present, and intention, the term repentance applies to the combination of these three elements. Now let's cover another definition of repentance. That often the word repentance is based upon a remorse, based upon regret, the feeling of embarrassment. And at the end, knowledge serves as the base for it. Even over here, knowledge is coming into play. That although repentance does refer to a feeling of remorse and regret, but that feeling of remorse and regret will be useless if the foundations for it is not knowledge. So knowledge serves as the foundational base for it. And the intention for abandoning the sin serves as its fruit and its results. Based on this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, "An-nadamu tawbatun," meaning remorse, regret is repentance. It is for the reason that regret, remorse is not void of that knowledge that becomes the means of developing it, and nor is it void of that firm intention with which it is firmly attached to. Hence, remorse, regret is covered by knowledge and intentions at both ends. So you will have your remorse, your regret in the middle over here, and then at one end you will have knowledge, and on the other end you will have intention. So your feeling of remorse and regret is covered with both these elements at both ends. Remorse, regret, these feelings are in the middle, then you have knowledge at one end and intention at the other end. Without these two elements at both the ends, our feelings of remorse and regret will not be valid. So remember that our feelings of remorse and regret will be covered with intention at one end and knowledge at the other. That's why it has also been stated that melting of a person's inner self upon the sin of the past is known as repentance. This is another definition of repentance in the light of this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that the melting of a person's inner self upon the sin of the past is known as repentance. Now, from the perspective of abandoning sin, repentance has also been defined as following, that taking off the attire, the clothing of oppression, and laying down the floor of loyalty is called repentance. Now, oppression, of course, over here is being referred to sinning, as oppression, dhulm, is very vast in its definition as well. So over here, in this saying, in this definition, we come to know that removing oppression and laying down the floor of loyalty through abandoning sin, ensuring that our repentance, our a feeling of remorse and intention of abandoning sins meets all the criterions, all the requirements of fulfilling a repentance are met. This has also been defined as one of the definitions of repentance. And Sayyidina Sahal bin Tustari rahimahullah, he's also mentioned a beautiful definition in this regard. He states that changing evil actions with pious deeds is referred to as repentance. Changing evil deeds, ill deeds, with pious deeds is referred to as repentance. And he's also told us a way of obtaining this. And he further states that, and this is attained through adopting seclusion, silence, and consuming halal. So Imam Sahal bin Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he's beautifully mentioned over here that changing one's ill actions, one's sins with pious deeds is repentance. But not only this, how do we attain this? He's beautifully summed it up. He says that this is acquired through adopting seclusion, solitude, through silence, ensuring that we don't speak uselessly, and through consuming halal. These three beautiful pointers he's mentioned over here, that through these three beautiful points. We can acquire the blessing of repentance. We can acquire the honor of changing our ill deeds into pious deeds. We can replace our ill deeds with our pious deeds. So these three traits, characteristics, we should look into them. Solitude, seclusion. We should look into silence, ensuring that we don't talk uselessly, and consuming halal. Very, very important. So we further come to know that the definition of repentance is to change our ill deeds with our pious deeds, and that will be acquired through adopting seclusion, consuming halal, and adopting silence. So in a nutshell, we can say that repentance is combination of few elements which revolves around the feeling of remorse, feeling of regret, knowledge, and intention. And then intention has further detail into it, which we just covered, that it is interlinked with three eras: present, past, and future. And we've spoken about every single one of them, that how intention is interlinked with them. And then we, alhamdulillah, also covered the element of changing our evil actions with pious deeds is also repentance, and that can be acquired through adopting seclusion, through adopting silence, and through consuming halal. So this, in nutshell, alhamdulillah, is the definition of repentance, for which knowledge serves as the foundational base, and intention would cover the other end of the feelings of remorse. So this combination together, you can consider this to be your repentance. So your feelings of remorse in the middle, then you have knowledge at one end, and then you have intention at the other end. And we, alhamdulillah, are also looking into the definition of these essentials individually as well. Now let's look into the glorious Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what does it state in regards to tawbah, in regards to repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tahrim, verse number 8, translation from Kanzul Irfan, that O you who believe, turn to Allah in sincere repentance, such that there's no return to sin. In the tafsir Siratul Jinan of this verse, it is stated that, O believers, make such sincere repentance in the court of Allah Almighty, whose effect is visible in the actions upon which repentance is made. So if a sin is committed and you're repenting over it, then the signs of repentance should be visible through your action upon which you have repented. And that person's life turns into the life of obedience and worship, and he refrains from that sin. This is what has been mentioned in the commentary of this verse. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab and other companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they have said, sincere repentance means that after repenting, a person should not go back towards the sin the way milk coming out of udders does not go back to the udders. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we've covered the definition of repentance, that what does it mean, that what are those fundamental and foundational elements that we need to abide by whilst we are repenting, and what elements does repentance comprise of: knowledge, intention, and the feelings of remorse. Inshallah Azzawajal, we will look into this topic in more detail and cover these essential elements that we've just touched upon, knowledge, intention, feelings of remorse, etc., in more details in our coming episodes. May Allah Almighty enable us to repent wholeheartedly and sincerely, and make us steadfast in abandoning sins. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Sallu Ala Al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Oh, forgive me. Oh, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Guide me. Have mercy on me. Guide me. Oh,
give